Well, essentially, it's part of our continuing effort at sensitizing citizens, especially in relation to soft targets, as we did with the football viewing center earlier. And we are also sensitizing citizens to be wary, to be alert on the activities of people who might resort to using other means to strike at unexpected places. In this direction, we had also issued an alert, an alert to tanker drivers who move petroleum products across the country to be on the lookout in the event that people may want to seize the availability of their facility for the purpose of causing damage and destruction to life and property. So what we are simply say is that this is a warning that petrol tankers should be vigilant, and tanker owners should also be on the alert, and that security agencies have stepped up surveillance and other operational duties within this area of reference with a view to stopping in its tracks any attempt at causing the kind of damage that such tendencies could result into. But on the whole, and as a result of what has been done, there is no need for panic or alert within the FCT or any part of Nigeria so far.
Talking about soft targets, Nigerians are gathering in groups to watch the marches. They become soft targets. Now, how are security officers ensuring the protection of such groups?
I'm glad you said it's difficult to stop or control people from gathering at a particular spot or any other spot to watch the games. But first, our reaction is that we are not happy. We are disheartened and outraged by the acts committed by this Boko Haram against families, particularly women and children, who may have found themselves at the venue of of the World Cup viewing centers in Damaturu. And that's in anticipation of this possibility, we had earlier called on citizens to be more alert and operators of these viewing centers to engage with local security officials in their various locations with a view to putting out a comprehensive security alert and deterrent system. Essentially, we also call on neighbors, on people who live on the streets, residents of the area, to also be alert and to report suspicious elements, movements, or objects, that happen on them, within the period or any other period. There are many other, steps that have been taken to ensure that citizens are more aware and alert, and especially the operators of the system. But by and large, the security services have stepped up. Some state governments have been advised to also take measures that are peculiar to their own locations. Some of the communities have even outright banned of the viewing centers for the period of the World Cup, and advise people to watch either from the comfort of their homes or very safe areas. So this is where we are at the moment in relation to this, and we'll continue to talk to citizens and appeal to them for for this kind of disposition. Essentially, the element here to note is that timely information is key for the prevention of this kind of strikes.
Some people have expressed concern that despite these warnings, they are yet to see a full-fledged protection or security being intensified, and to give them confidence that these issues are being addressed. They don't see security officers around.
That is not true. Security officers are in every local government in Nigeria. They are in every state capital. They are also operating in locations. There is no way anybody in no country can police every inch of the soil. And that is why the role of citizens become important and relevant in this case. And as far as Nigeria is a country of 170 million people, spread vastly within this area, over 900,000 square meters of land. So there is not possible. It is possible that you wake up one day and not see a policeman throughout the day. But it does not mean that there is no security around the area. There could be other forms of security who are not in uniform, manning and providing protection. If it were not so, I think the devastation would have been even more louder and without the intervention and constant work and surveillance of these people, we would have been a country in siege.
What is your government doing about instilling confidence in students around Chibok who are afraid to go back to school because of the abduction of over 200 girls by Boko Haram militants?
Okay, in furtherance of the Safe School Initiative that the government plans to implement to guard against further incursion by all manner of people into school premises and inflicting deadly or whatever kind of harm or kidnap, the federal government has sent a team led by the coordinating minister of the economy, Dr. Mrs. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, and the Director General of the National Emergency Management Agency, and accompanied by the former British Prime Minister, Mr. Gordon Brown, among others, to Maiduguri. They are right now currently in Maiduguri, visiting schools, assessing situations with a view to coming out with an effective intervention plan. So the Safe School Initiative Program has commenced effectively, and it is a nationwide program, but commencing from the Northeast.